Just to divert out to that question, what are your thoughts about some of the debates that have gone on about this ER-positive issue? Does dose-dense AC paclitaxel, is it as effective as, for example, TAC in ER-positive patients? What are your thoughts about that controversy?
It is interesting because I think we are seeing some data that seems to break out on the basis of estrogen receptor. If I told you the patient was HER2-positive, then everyone needs to get Herceptin. That's kind of a no-brainer. But people haven't generally been thinking about if someone's ER positive, should they get a different kind of chemo? And Cliff Hunnis updated the dose dense right at the same time I did the ACTC presentation. So the room appeared relatively empty, but I guess there were still 1,500 people in the room. With 9,000 chairs, it looked pretty empty. So Cliff and I presented to each other.
That was on the last morning.
On the last morning. I think most people didn't even know San Antonio went into Sunday and they were on planes or already at home. Next year they'll know. But seeing their update, and again, he did this sort of unplanned exploratory analysis of receptor. And, you know, Cliff's description of this would be that there was less evidence of benefit in the ER positive. My description would be I didn't see any evidence of benefit in ER positive. Now, both of those are probably a little extreme. There might be something that could show up in a long period of time. But obviously, almost all of the treatment results in their first study of adding paclitaxel to AC or in the update of dose dense, almost all the treatment effect appears to be an ER negative. And yet now we have TAC seems to be equally effective in ER positive. TC appears to be equally positive. Another presentation that morning that followed mine was Professor Martin from the GICAM, the Spanish group. It was slightly a trial that didn't have exactly equal duration in there. It had four cycles of FEC90, not FEC100 or FEC60 or FEC90, followed by eight doses of weekly paclitaxel versus six cycles of FEC90. So the paclitaxel arm was slightly longer duration. But having said that, he saw a reduction in disease-free survival or improvement in disease-free survival with adding weekly paclitaxel, and there was a trend in survival, and it appeared to be equally effective in ER-positive versus ER-negative. So I think we are seeing some of these regimens where there is some difference. You know, this comes up within U.S. Oncology and our breast committee and discussions. You know, there are people that really like using dose dense. But I think at this point, I don't see the big advantage in somebody with ER-positive disease using dose dense chemotherapy.
What do you think that's all about? Do you think it's the taxane in terms of paclitaxel versus docetaxel? You just talked about another study where it was seen with paclitaxel. What do you think it all means?
I'm not sure what it all means. It might be, you know, more related to the taxane. It might be more related to the schedule. I think in the GICAM study, weekly paclitaxel was clearly effective. You know, dose dense isn't quite weekly. It's every other week. And so maybe it's more of the schedule. Maybe if they had done weekly, you know, you would see this effect in ER positive. But it is kind of an interesting observation. It seems now to be repeated over and over again. You know, I think we're at the point you do have to start to think about what regimens you're using. Now, having said that, everyone's sort of plunging into dose dense for everything. You know, like the NSABP is looking at TAC versus AC paclitaxel dose dense and AC paclitaxel gemcitabine dose dense.